This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. There's no denying the fact that parenting a teenager is a challenging role to play. So many things shift and change rapidly during adolescence. Social connections, after-school activities, and peer pressures. Today's guest is Anthony Pena from Tullison Urban Young Life. Young Life believes in the power of presence. Kids' lives are dramatically influenced when caring adults come alongside them, sharing God's love with them. Because their Young Life leader believes in them, they begin to see that their lives have great worth, meaning, and purpose. Brother Anthony, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Vance, thank you so much for having me. I was very excited to be invited to be on today.
I'm glad you're here, brother. Share a little more with us about Tullison Urban Young Life.
Well, Tullison Urban Young Life. Okay, so Young Life in Tullison was started by my Young Life leader, Mr. Alfredo Gomez. Back in the mid-80s, he came to our school and he came with this new thing called Young Life, and it was interesting, it was fun, it was exciting, and Al was, we call him Gopher in Tullison, as he's known. He was good at showing up. He showed up to everything, so he would show up to classrooms, he would show up to talk wherever he was invited, and he had this way of presenting the gospel that was clear. It made sense, and it was relevant in our life. And so he started this thing called Young Life. I was fortunate enough to go to weekend camp when I was in high school, a freshman at Tullison High School. Went to summer camp that same summer. And, man, it gave me a new perspective on who the God of the universe was. And it was made real by my Young Life leader named Al Gomez. And so in Al following Christ, we followed Al. And 20-something years, 30-something years later, here we are. We're still doing Young Life in Tullison. So Al got this thing started way back in 1984. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to keep it going in 2014.
My man. Well, what made you get involved with Young Life?
Well, like I said, Al had this way of presenting the gospel that was something I never heard before. Like it was it made it real. And you look at his life and man, this is fun. This is exciting. I want to be a part of this. And so when Young Life talks about the power of presence, it's really showing up in kids' lives. It's the incarnation.
Yeah.
All over again. It's Christ living in us, and we're the embodiment of Jesus Christ in the flesh.
Yeah.
To young people. And so seeing that and having a face to put on this the good news, it was real in my life, and I wanted to be a part of that, and so God became real. Took on flesh. Mm-hmm. And so just being able to see God in a different perspective and know what it is that he wanted for my life, it changed my life dramatically.
Where were you in your life? The people can't see it, but I can. But I'm sure they can hear it. That's getting you choked up. Let's unpack this. Where was Anthony Pena at this time that allowed you to see a different perspective of God? What was the perspective of God you had before Young Life came along? And take your time, bro. Take your time.
Well, Vance, God, holy God.
Yes.
Absolutely holy. Me in my life, I knew that there's this holy God out there, but as a freshman in high school, good kid growing up, good kid, smart, did well in school, straight A student, played every sport there was, and excelled at everything I did.
But I was
getting into trouble right around my freshman year, and so I didn't know, does this holy God want anything to do with a knucklehead like me?
Mm-hmm.
Started messing around, and my life went in a different direction, and started going to high school parties and started partying and living it up and girls
sure
became real in my life and so I didn't know I wasn't sure at the time God wanted anything to do with somebody like me.
Mm-hmm. And seeing, I appreciate you unpacking that, Anthony, because man, we got listeners from all over the country. There's parents right now listening to this segment because they don't know what to do with their knucklehead son, like you were, like I was back in the day myself. And talk to that single mother right now. Talk to that father who don't understand why his daughter or his son is off the chain right now.
Well, for me, really peer pressure was a big deal. Me wanting to fit in, me wanting to be one of the cool kids. There in Tulsa is kind of unique, and things have kind of changed a little bit. It's opened up a little more, and it's gotten bigger, and people have come in from surrounding communities. But growing up there in the neighborhood, in the barrio, had different challenges, and so we grew up together. My it was my friends, it was my cousins, and growing up, it presented a unique challenge where we'd known each other our whole life, and once one kid started messing with the wrong stuff, it spread throughout the whole group, and so peer pressure right now. Our parents are young people. Are facing things right now that they never had to face before.
Like what?
Social media, for instance. And that's even, at 41 years old, that's a huge peer pressure for someone like me. And so we got kids being influenced by people halfway across the world.
Mm-hmm.
By looking at different images, different pictures, posts that people are putting. So you got all these outside influences coming in. And not to mention the daily influence of their friends, their close friends. And so to what I would say to parents that find their kids struggling, you want to know why your kids are struggling. Look at the people they're hanging out with. Because it really is true. I didn't want to believe it when I was in high school, but you are who you associate with. You are. And so if you associate with the gangbangers, guess what you're going to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be banging. You associate with the people that are going out and partying, you're more than likely going to be partying. So you want to take a good look at who your student, your son, your daughter's hanging out with, and pray that they find the right, mm-hmm. the right people to hang out with.
When we're doing our Father Matters workshops and we're talking about this topic, that's why I'm so glad you made it in, Anthony, to share this. When I'm talking to the dads and I'm working with the moms as well, I tell them the first time your kids smoke weed, the first time they dabble in a little pornography, the first time they start drinking alcohol, it's not going to be someone with horns on their head and dressed in black and red and say, hey, try this. the person that's going to influence them, that's going to share this with them and tell them to try this, is their so-called friend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it might even be a family member.
Maybe even be a family member. And also because a lot of people say, well, my grandfather did it. My uncle did it. Why can't I do it? That generational stronghold. And uncles and dads and older brothers think it's cute, think it's funny to let their five-year-old nephew or son sip on a little bit of beer, not knowing that they are preparing them down the road to be, chances are, an alcoholic or addicted to alcohol.
Setting them up for a lifelong struggle. And I can say in my life, it's played out like that. And don't get me wrong, I love my dad. And he worked his butt off for us and for our family. And he did everything he could. But like you said, it's that generational thing. And so they thought it was funny. Be handing little Anthony a beer. And he actually told me this not that long ago. He was I used to give you beer, and you know, we thought it was funny, and he apologized. He said, "I'm sorry." Mm-hmm. Just watching how that's played out in my life and my struggle with drinking. I don't drink anymore, and drank in eight years. Right. I don't know. I don't even know how long. But he said, "I'm sorry, son. I can see the problem that it caused, but we thought it was funny." And I said, "Well, what happened? Well, I had to cut you off. You go, you started liking it too much."
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
3 years old.
Sure.
And I'm drinking 2-3 beers, and he's no, that's not good. And so we think it's funny. And you grow up, like I said, you grow up in the hood, you grow up in the barrio, and everybody does it. And it comes from, you know, the family parties. You see grandma, grandpa, everybody having a good time, with beer in their hand or taking shots. And before you know it, it's a lifelong struggle in that kid's life.
And, you know, Anthony, it's not also just, especially for young boys, it's not just alcohol and weed or whatever. When I was growing up as a single mom with my mom, my dad, I wrote in my book, Dear Nathan, I used to see my dad maybe 2 times a year when I was young, man, 5-7 years old, between those ages. And every time my dad would come pick me up, he had a different woman in the car. So when I became a teenager, when I became in my young 20s, brother, I thought you were supposed to have somebody at home and a girlfriend on the side, because that's what I saw. My dad did it. I saw other boys, other men in my neighborhood. I grew up in the streets of Baltimore, Maryland. And back in the 80s, bro, Baltimore was nothing to mess with. You know, the murder capital of the country and all this type of stuff. My mom had to get me out of Baltimore to move me to the West Coast, to California. But we need to realize, and I want to get into this at the second half of the show, because we're still talking about our young life, our teenagers. But this is influenced by adults. And it's the absence of fathers not stepping up. So we're going to get to this. So you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Anthony Pena from Tolleson Urban Young Life. We'll hear more from Anthony after this. Anybody want to fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family. Will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. And we're back with Anthony Pena from Tolleson Urban Young Life. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging onto blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And the top of the show, Anthony and I were talking about, and we're going to get back into it, about our teenagers, but now we're leading up into why are some of our teenagers going in the direction that they're going. And just before the commercial break, I was sharing how I was influenced by my father, or lack of my father. I'm not saying my father was a bad man. We're great friends, okay? But some of the things that I picked up from the men in my life wasn't good things to pick up. So we can, and I appreciate you sharing your testimony too, Anthony, because people need to hear realness. We're always talking about or hearing what we should do, what we shouldn't do. But people want to hear from people that have been through something. They want to know, how did you get out of that? So one of the things, Anthony, I want to touch on is the lack of fatherhood. And look, not just saying that the father's not in the picture, because your father was in the picture, but he just was not sharing great habits with you. So it was, you still had a lack of fatherhood. Let's touch on, what are you hearing from some of the teens if they say something about the lack of fatherhood? Do you ask them, where is their father? What are you hearing?
Well, hearing that silence, it's heartbreaking, man. It's sad to hear how many students dad's not around, and if he is, he's locked up, or they ain't talked to him in a few years. I would venture to say it's in the 80th percentile that kids are growing up where we're doing ministry in the Tolleson Union High School District, and the kids that we're ministering to, I would say about 80% of them, dad is not a daily presence in their life.
So would you say that there is a father hunger right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's crazy is, I'm glad you said that, is this year, last year our club, we're pretty small, our Young Life Club, we do our club night is Monday night at Westview High School and Tuesday night at Tolleson High School. And our average last year attendance was, I want to say about 40 students. About 40 students at Westview High School, and we'll just use Westview High School for right now. But this year, we've been averaging about 110 students. Students are hungry for something. They're missing something in their life, and we both know it's that father figure that they want, and they hear about this thing called Young Life. What they talk about God and the power of presence. You mentioned it earlier. Power of presence. Look, that's what I love about Young Life is that we go, we show up. We show up in students' lives, and they see this bald-headed 40-year-old Chicano. What's he doing at a freshman girls volleyball game with his wife and his kid? Well, we're cheering on these girls. Mm-hmm. They go to high school, go to our club. What's he doing at the soccer game when nobody else is there? He's cheering on these soccer players that started coming to club, and so there is definitely a hunger for a father figure in their life.
You are present, and when they look out to the bleachers and see Anthony there with his family, and they say, man, he cares. Also, kids are hungry for discipline. They're hungry for structure. I was listening to an interview about child custody issues and things like that, and they said that over 80% of the children, when they are asked, which home do you want to live with, mom or father, it doesn't matter, mom or father, they choose, over 80% of the kids choose the home, not the father, not the mother. They choose the home where they are getting disciplined, love, structure, rules. That's what kids hunger for. Tell me what to do. Give me a direction in my life. Tell me that I have a bedtime. Tell me, make me do chores. Talk to me. Say something to me. And you would think the kid would choose the home where they get to stay up all night, eat junk food all the time. They don't choose that. So, and when you're there, so are they listening to you? Are they listening to the other Young Life leaders?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is one of the things that in our area we pride ourselves in is that it's not just, hey, come have fun. Yeah. Does God want us to have fun? Does he want it to be adventurous and exciting? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we serve a king, and there's the kingdom. And there's order. And so anytime they're hanging out with us, right away they know like, hey, we're the leaders and we're gonna show you. Mm-hmm. We're gonna show you the way that God wants you to go. And you're absolutely right. It's because that why they want that structure? It's because they know whoever's trying to put structure in their life, and you do it in a loving way, okay, this person cares. This person cares. If I'm gonna let you run amok, that's not showing you I care about you. And scripture in Hebrews will tell us.
Right.
A father disciplines sons, his daughters. If we're not disciplined, then we're illegitimate children. Kids want to be legitimate.
I tell my kids at home all the time, sometimes they Dad, man, you're always getting on us, or you're yelling at us, or did it. Don't worry about when I'm getting on you. Worry about when I don't say anything to you. Because when I don't say anything to you, you're on your own.
That's how it was at our house. I mean, my dad. If my dad wasn't talking to you, he's mad at you. There was a couple of times we didn't talk. A couple of weeks.
And you know that, and you feel that impact. Anthony, where can our listeners go to learn more about urban life? How do they get in touch with you, man?
There is a website, national website, younglife.org. Listeners can go check out the national site, and it'll share all our beliefs and our state statements of faith and what Young Life is and what it is that we do. Also, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me through the national website. If you log on to younglife.org, mm-hmm. Type in area Tolleson Urban, all my information will come up, my phone number, address, all that good stuff. But we're located in the Tolleson Union High School District, which covers West Phoenix, Avondale, and a little bit of Glendale. So
is it certain schools? Because there's parents listening right now who want to get their kids involved with Young Life and get them in touch with Anthony. Do you need volunteers? What's going on? What do you guys need? What's happening?
We're always, as scripture tells us, man, it was the same in Jesus' time. It's the same right now. The harvest is plenty. The workers are few. Right now at Westview, we've got over 100 students that we're ministering to, and we've got 8 leaders. That's a tall order, and so we absolutely could use volunteers, strong, faithful men and women who care about high school students and want to make an impact in their life. You can get in touch with us. We're always looking for leaders. But the schools that we minister to, right now we have 3 clubs going. We're at Westview High School in Avondale, Tolleson High School in Tolleson, and at Garden Lakes Elementary, which is also in Avondale. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 high school clubs going, and we have a junior high. Our wildlife group is the junior high. That's at Garden Lakes. But Young Life is in over 100 countries now. And so if you go on that national website.
Which is what again?
Younglife.org.
Okay.
And you type in your zip code, they will direct you to the closest Young Life club, the Young Life club closest to you. So that's really all you got to do. It's as simple as that.
And do the kids have to attend those schools, or can they come from other schools?
They can go from other schools, you go wherever you go where God leads.
Yes, sir. So they can go to another school, and their mom can drop them off. Mom or dad can drop them off to where you are.
Absolutely.
Anthony, I appreciate you for joining me today, man. I appreciate you opening up and sharing. So again, if you want to get in touch, get your kids involved with something positive, go to younglife.org.
Younglife.org.
All right. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.